Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
It's a sunny Saturday, and about a dozen people are huddled in Amanda Tate's living room about an hour northwest of Atlanta. Tate chairs the Gordon County Democratic Party, and she's helping the state party expand its reach ahead of the midterms.
My house is the headquarters, typically, and I get volunteers to come here. We train them on phone banking and canvassing, and then we all go out and do what we're supposed to do.
The campaign prints flyers touting the Democrats' policies. It's come up with a unified message to highlight down-ballot races and built a voter outreach infrastructure to help Tate and her volunteers know who to target.
Great. I'm volunteering today on behalf of Stacey Abrams for governor and Sarah Rixamico for lieutenant governor and John Barrow for secretary of state.
Gordon County isn't a Democratic stronghold. 80% of its voters picked President Trump in the 2016 election, and Republican turnout was strong in this May's primary. But Amanda Tate says she's met plenty of closet Democrats who think they are the only ones around.
I get to tell them, no, you're not. There's several more on the street. We're growing. You should come to our meetings. You know, we need more people like you who are supportive of candidates.
Those closet Democrats, as well as citizens who don't normally vote, are the people this campaign is hoping can move Georgia to Democratic control. At this year's state party convention, thousands of people packed an Atlanta ballroom to rally around Abrams' gubernatorial bid and support the party's other nominees for office. State Democratic Party Executive Director Rebecca DeHart said the strategy is to target traditionally Democratic areas like Metro Atlanta and also dig into Republican strongholds like Gordon County.
We are organizing in areas that we've never been in. We are doubling down in areas where we know there are more votes. We are knocking on more doors. We are making more calls. We are sending more texts.
Georgia Democrats say they have 17 offices, 150 staff members, and thousands of volunteers across the state, and their efforts are getting national support. During the last fundraising cycle, the state party raked in nearly $6 million from individuals and PACs across the country. And Democrats with eyes on the White House in 2020 have made campaign stops here. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper knocked on doors east of Atlanta. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke at a packed strip mall, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand worked a phone bank in a bakery.
Hello, hi. My name is Kirsten Gillibrand, and I'm volunteering on behalf of Stacey Abrams for governor.
It's not a one-sided effort. The state Republican Party's campaign has seen visits from Vice President Mike Pence and Donald Trump Jr., and statewide candidates like gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp are using Republicans' incumbency to strengthen their get-out-the-vote efforts.
We have campaigned in the primary and in the runoff in all parts of our state, and we're going to do the same thing in the general election. There is nowhere that we won't go to get votes and to have a winning coalition.
Audrey Haynes runs the Applied Politics Program at the University of Georgia. She says the amount of coordination between both state parties and their candidates is the highest it's ever been and will probably continue past the 2018 midterms.
The circumstances around the election, coupled with polarization, coupled with the nationalization of the campaigns, has increased the need for perhaps the party to be involved.
Polls show Abrams in a tight race with Kemp. In addition to the governor's mansion, Republicans control both chambers of the Georgia legislature and all 12 statewide elected offices. But for Democrat Amanda Tate, success won't be decided by election results alone.
I want to see a great turnout. I want to see people voting who haven't voted before, like young people or people who just weren't registered to vote for whatever reason. I want to see every Democrat in Gordon County getting out.
Early voting numbers are encouraging. In-person and absentee mail-in data show many more Georgians are casting their ballots than the previous midterms in 2014. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.